Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains from where my help will come. This quotation from the well-known Psalm 121, our friends from post-Protestant movements love to use for strange purpose. They attach these words on photographs of different mountains and hills. I'm sure you saw such numerous postcards with snow-covered or multicolored mountains illuminated by the sun rays. And from above, a quote from the Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains from where my help will come. We Lutherans like to jab and chuckle at such an illiterate understanding of the Holy Scriptures because, well, of course, in fact, the help does not come from any mountains. The mountains can be very beautiful. There are people who do not need any bread, just let them walk around the mountains, to breathe of clean air there, to admire the beauty so much so that you even forget to take pictures, but nudge your companions and whisper to them, "Oh, so beautiful, well, cool, look, that's it." And to touch the edge of the icy mountain lake with your foot, to walk between the bush of flowers and to bend dwarf birch trees, and to enter into a cloud, because the mountains are often above the clouds, and at the end to say the epic, "I will never forget these places. Yeah, I just have been in a paradise." But you know, all this is nothing more than only beautiful words. After all, no matter how attractive it may be, it is still not a paradise. People admire God's creation, or even human creation. I do not like nature, but similar emotions fill me when I elevate up on tall buildings, when you look down from a 100-floor skyscraper, you are probably experiencing the same exciting emotion that overflow the lovers of nature, especially when the top of a giant building is covered by clouds. But I will not attach any words from the Psalm 121 to the photos of the skyscrapers, nor to the photos of the mountains, even the most beautiful ones. Because from Everest or from Raymond Bridge or from even Fujiyama will never come help from the Lord. Trust me, from not any mountain will the help come, except for only one, the very special mountain which is mentioned in the Psalms. Do you understand now what mountain the psalmist spoke about? About the one that was his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, joy of all the earth, Mount Zion, the city of the great king. Quotation from Psalm 48. This is the mountain on which the temple stood, the Jerusalem temple, the only place in the world during the Old Testament times where God lived. That is why help from the Lord came from there, only from there, from that unique mountain where people obtained the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains from where my help comes. My help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. In those ancient times, there was only one salutary mountain and only one where God's temple was, in Jerusalem. God was in this temple. It was his meeting point with his people. There he promised to save all who believe in him, all who come to him. You know, it is not by accident that I combined these two words, to believe and to come. After all, to believe means to come. If somebody asks me, what does it mean to believe in God? I answer, to believe in God means to come to church. Yes, because it is impossible to believe from a distance. It is impossible to be saved if you are far away from God. There are a lot of people around us who, because of their lack of education, say that they do not go to any church, but they still believe in God. It is a delusion. In fact, surely they do not believe in God. Well, okay, if you want, I can say that they believe, but not in the real God, but in something of their own, such as that God is inside of everyone, or God is in my heart. This is a very popular cliché, a way to justify your laziness and refusal to go to church. But this is not Christianity at all. In Christianity, if you believe in God, you will come to church, where God, through the words of his pastors, forgives your sins and gives you to eat from the sacrifice of Christ. Therefore, when people ask me what it means to believe, I simply answer, to believe means to come to church. To believe means to come. To lift up, as the ancients called it. Because during the Old Testament times, Jewish believers literally had to lift up, to climb the mountain, the unique mountain Zion, on which the temple is located. This temple was the only place in the world where the God's presence was. Of course, God is everywhere, but not everywhere is he to save us. The salvation is given to us only in the places he established, where his altar is. So it was during the Old Testament times. Destroy this temple and I will restore it in 3 days, Christ said, coming to the earth, meaning that it is in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. During the New Testament times, the temple is where Christ is, because Jesus is the temple, and wherever the Lord gathers us, there God is present. Isn't that what the apostles dimly understood on the day of the Transfiguration? After all, they remembered how the Lord had already said this. There comes a time when not in Jerusalem will you worship the Father, but the time will come, and it will come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. From that time forth, the presence of God is where Christ is, and wherever those who worship God gathers around his altar, there he is among them. In the Eucharist, he is present not in thinking, not abstractly, but so real that he is present even in tactile, sensible way. We have a God that can be touched. This will be New Testament, which the Lord will soon make with people. Because the old is passing away and the new is coming. And in only a few days after the Transfiguration, Christ will call again his apostles and sit among them at the Last Supper, and commands to them and to their successors to conduct the sacrament of the Eucharist for all ages. And he will take bread and wine and fill them with his presence, and say that he will soon leave from the apostles, but will not leave all them who will partake of his body and blood. And they will be puzzled at first, But then the deadly merry-go-round will spin them and carry them from Gethsemane Garden to Caiaphas, to Herod, and to Pontius Pilate, and then to Mount Calvary, where the cross will be already prepared. The cross on which the Lord dies for all, instead of all, will take upon himself the punishment that should have fallen upon us, because we deserved it. Indeed, that for us men and for our salvation he came. Transfiguration is not just one of episodes of sacred history. Transfiguration is an event of the same level as the incarnation of Christ, his crucifixion and resurrection. On the day of the Transfiguration, the Lord showed us the New Testament even before it was established. The Lord revealed to us that the kingdom of God is where he is, because he himself is the kingdom of God. He revealed that from now on, people can find God not only in the temple of Jerusalem, which, by the way, had to be destroyed in 40 years, and Jesus knew it, but wherever the Eucharist is served, the sacrament and mystery of the presence of God among his people. Where Eucharist is, where the heavens meet the earth, the heavens descend to the earth, and so it will continue till the end of ages. That is why the Church Fathers said that the liturgy is a visible presence of the kingdom of God, the continuous transfiguration. Do you follow me? It is so simple, so understandable. In the Church, after the word about Jesus, the main church sacrament follows, in which the Lord comes to us and we lift up to him. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. So the Eucharistic liturgy begins. It is like we are climbing up a holy mountain, which was made accessible for us by God who became a man. We leave all our worldly worries and vanities at the bottom of this mountain and go up, lift up our hearts, where the Eucharist, where Christ and the angels, where there is no death and evil, but only the fellowship of saints and the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Here in the church, the heavens are among us, and we enter the cloud of God's presence. All this was so new and so incredible that the apostles very simply dumbfounded. And when they came back to their mind, St. Peter said the first thing that occurred to him. With this, Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, we will make here three tents, to you one, and to Moses one, and one to Elijah." You can smile at these little childish emotions of Peter, but probably any of us would repeat Peter's, "It is good for us to be here." After all, what can be better than to be where God is? And the Lord, who often stopped to emotional Peter and even scolded him for his overly human reactions, this time did not react to the exclamation of the apostle, thereby allowing him and also me and you to say the same thing. It is good for us to be here. Isn't a wonderful and proper prayer? It is good for us to be here, O Lord. It is good for us to come to this place where you are dwelling among your people. It is good for us to listen your words and then to eat and to drink from your holy supper. It is good for us to be in your presence, where you give us forgiveness of sins and the eternal life. It is good for us to be in the church every Sunday, on this your holy mountain, where the whole, because the whole previous week we are dreaming how at Sunday we will come here. We are expecting how at the first day of new week, on the day of the Lord, like the ancient Israelites, who with the singing of the psalms rising to the temple, and we also will make such an ascent to the altar, to the God's presence. I lift up my eyes to the mountains from where my help comes. My help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So I congratulate you with the Feast of the Transfiguration, beloved brothers and sisters. Amen.